Hello, I'm Yvonne Archer, and this is Weekender from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English, every day.
In today's programme, Up My Job Special, as we hear about the work of a young woman named Sarah Niles. As you listen, try to catch these three key words: wrote, scenes, and character, to help you guess what Sarah's job is. They're all words that we hear in the world of theatre or film. A scene is a section of a play or a film, and a character is one of the people in it, a person who someone has written about. But is Sarah a writer or an actor? The noun that's now used for both men and women.
Kay wrote Beauty for Me, and it was a kind of a collaborative. She wrote verses and certain scenes, and we'd talk about it, and she got us to explore the character, for me, Beauty's character, and what I thought her family background was like and so forth.
So, did you manage to work out whether Sarah is a writer or an actor? Well, we heard how she explored the character Beauty, worked on the type of person Beauty might be, and we heard that the character was written for her. So, Sarah's an actor. Here's another chance to hear that clip again. This time, listen up for the word collaborative. Actor Sarah says that Beauty's character was written in a collaborative way. What do you think that adjective means?
Kay wrote Beauty for Me, and it was a kind of a collaborative. She wrote verses and certain scenes, and we'd talk about it, and she got us to explore the character, for me, Beauty's character, and what I thought her family background was like and so forth.
Beauty is a 14 to 16 year old maid in a play called Bones, which was written and directed by Kay Adshead. But Kay didn't work alone when she was writing about Beauty. As we heard, the writing was collaborative, so Kay and Sarah worked together to create that character. The adjective is collaborative, meaning joint, and the verb is to collaborate, to work together. Listen out for them in the future, as people do use them to talk about their jobs. Here are a few examples.
Our teams are working on a collaborative project at the moment. He's collaborating with her on a new song. It's always fun to collaborate with people you like. What we need is effective collaboration on this campaign. Sarah and Kay worked collaboratively on the play.
Do you collaborate with other people in your job? And if not, would you like to? Why not use that verb to collaborate instead of the phrase to work together when you next have a chance?
BBC
LearningEnglish.com.
Bones is a play that's set in post-apartheid South Africa, so that's after the country's first democratic election. During the play, thanks to Beauty's clever tricks, the gruesome secret of the old couple she works for is revealed. The husband used to be an important policeman, but during his working life, many of the people he questioned disappeared. And now the entire community watches as human bones are dug up from the couple's rose garden. This shocking story might seem unrealistic, like something that couldn't possibly happen in real life. But unfortunately, during the apartheid regime, many people did disappear and were never found. Now, Sarah Niles' family are not from South Africa. They're from Barbados in the West Indies or the Caribbean. And Sarah has never been to South Africa or ever worked as a maid. So how was it possible for her to collaborate on the writing? Let's find out.
I mean, in terms of South Africa, I had to do a lot of research in terms of reading books and studying that side of it. But I think Beauty's life or her beliefs and ideas aren't too far from mine.
Sarah had to do a lot of research. So she had to study and read books to find out as much as she could about South Africa. And doing research on places as well as characters is a part of an actor's job. For example, Sarah had to find out about the history of South Africa. But, as we heard earlier, she also had to find out about the family, background, and work of a young maid. Of course, Sarah's never been a maid like Beauty, but she feels that they share similar beliefs and ideas. As Sarah put it, Beauty's ideas aren't too far from hers. Sarah continues to enjoy learning about the people of Africa and about South Africa through her role in the play Bones. Have you ever done any acting? Perhaps at school. Or maybe you know an actor. Why not visit us now at bbclearningenglish.com for a reminder of some of the words you'd find useful to talk about that job after today's Weekender.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English, every day.